The UK's Prince Harry is about to become the first senior royal to testify in court since the 19th century. The prince says more than 100 articles published by the Mirror Group newspapers between 1991 and 2011 contain information obtained illegally, such as via phone hacking. Harry says his family members, including King Charles, were targeted by journalists. He's one of four claimants, saying the stories harmed his relationships and mental health. The Mirror Group has admitted to phone hacking, but denies Harry's allegations. So has former editor Piers Morgan. This lawsuit is one of seven that Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle have filed against media companies in the UK and the US. Well, our correspondent Harry Fawcett joins us live from outside the High Court in London. Harry, proceedings are expected to get underway shortly. What's happening in court today?
That's right. The day's proceedings are due to start in just over 15 minutes, and they are to include the setting out of the case by Prince Harry's lawyers against Mirror Group newspapers. Now, if he is going to be there for the start of that, he doesn't have long in which to arrive. We do know that he's expected to give evidence in the witness box probably tomorrow, Tuesday, so he doesn't necessarily have to be here on this day, but it is nonetheless a very heightened atmosphere around here, given the significance of all this. The case has been brought by more than 100 individuals against Mirror Group newspapers. Of them, a subset of four representative cases is being heard. Prince Harry's, of course, the most high-profile of those. His lawyers allege that in more than 140 stories, there were some form of unlawful practices used, either through phone hacking or through deception or through the unlawful use of private investigators to invade the privacy of the prince and his family members and people around him to try to get stories about him. He is, as I say, due to give evidence probably on Tuesday. That will be the most sort of high-profile part of this case so far. He's likely to be cross-examined, of course, by the lawyers for Mirror Group newspapers. MGN denies that in 28 of the 33 cases being held, being considered by the court, that it did anything unlawful. In the five remaining cases, it says that it is not admitting to any such use of unlawful practices, essentially giving the burden of proof to Prince Harry and his lawyers.
It is highly unusual, isn't it, Harry, for a member of the royal family to expose themselves to scrutiny in this way. But for Harry, this is something of a personal mission.
It is. Of course, Prince Harry has been a very unusual royal in recent years, both in terms of leaving the UK, setting up home in the United States with his wife, Meghan. But this is very much the legacy of what happened to his mother, Princess Diana, of course, dying in that car crash in Paris, pursued by photographers, members of the paparazzi on motorbikes. That is, of course, a very deep personal wound that he's carried for many years. It's something that he sees reflected, he says, in the treatment of his wife, Meghan. He says a lot of that treatment has been racist as well. And so this is part of something that he has termed a sort of a life's work, a mission to recast the media landscape in the UK to try to ensure that privacy of public figures is more closely guarded and that it's enforced by the law, but also, given that there have been judgments against individual journalists in the past, given that there have been hundreds of millions of dollars in settlements paid out privately by major media groups, that has all happened. But what hasn't really happened is the sort of personal accountability that he seems to want to enact against the highest ranks of media executives, the senior editorial teams, the owners of these companies. His team is trying to prove that they knew what was going on. That, of course, has been denied, and we wait to see how it all plays out in court over the next couple of days.
We certainly will, and we'll bring all the events to viewers as they happen. Thanks very much, Harry, for joining us there from London.